And now, lights out.
Arch Oblers plays Stories of the Unusual.
This is Arch Obler. Hollywood, as you know, has given us a very peculiar picture of Africa with ape men leaping from trees and me, Tarzan, you, Jane. Now, I spent a year in Africa and never met Jane. But I did meet a deadly safari, which begins after a short message.
And now, Arch Obler's mystery play, African Story. A transoceanic airplane prepares to land on an East African airfield.
We'll be coming in a moment, Sir Jeffrey.
Would you mind fastening your safety belt, please, sir?
No, not at all.
Ah, at Nairobi, dead ahead.
Quite a sight, isn't it, sir?
Yes, it is.
I've flown this route 100 times, yet each time I find it hard to believe. A city like this in Africa.
And yet the jungle is always there.
The jungle is always there, right?
Well, we've had lions walk right across the runway. You know, Sir Jeffrey, I envy you this. That is to say, your first trip to Africa. Are you going to do any shooting?
Shooting? Yes. Yes, I am.
This place is your great day.
Thank you.
Signore. Nataka banduki la bwana makuba.
The governor sends his sincere apologies. He hasn't been able to leave the government house for over a week. Such gout, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, it's really nothing very serious. Oh, look at that idiot dragging your cases.
Inzobe. Salty.
These Kikuyus, they have no conception of values.
Quite all right.
I beg your pardon, Sir Jeffrey. Our ambassador, the Nairobi Times. Could you...
Now, Bapton, don't bother Sir Jeffrey. He's just arrived. He's very tired. Right in here, Sir Jeffrey. A few customs formalities.
Now, look here, Major. You seem to have some idea that the press is...
It is not my idea. It's the governor's. He said that Sir Jeffrey was not to be disturbed until he had a chance to rest up in Government House. Now, be a good chap and drop around there tomorrow.
No,
the door to the right, Sir Jeffrey.
These customs officials of ours won't keep you long.
Welcome to Africa, Sir Jeffrey.
Oh, thank you.
My assistant will examine your luggage, if you don't mind.
I have the declaration of contents right here.
Oh, thank you, sir. How's the weather in London, Sir Jeffrey?
Get on with it, man. The governor's waiting.
No usual weather. Fog and a bit of rain, if I remember correctly.
Just fill in this form. Your first trip to Africa, I believe.
Yes. It's Sir Jeffrey's first visit. Now, please get on with it, ma'am. The governor's waiting lunch.
Now, really, Major Osgood, I'm only doing my duty as the officially constituted
officer. All right. But just get on with it. I'm awfully sorry, Sir Jeffrey.
Oh, that's quite all right. What else would you like to know?
Your reason for your visit. As a bit of a vacation, I suppose?
No, not exactly. I'm here to commit an act of murder.
For heaven's sake, man, don't gape so, Mr. Sturgis. Don't you understand Sir Jeffrey means that he's going out hunting? Isn't that so, Sir Jeffrey?
Yes. I suppose you could call it hunting.
The governor has here, but what's the matter with the guest of honor, Sir Jeffrey? He looks as if he's carrying the weight of the world.
No, please get it straight, my dear. He's a conservative member from Bromwich. He's absolutely nothing to do with the Labour Party, so don't blame him.
For a man of the gout, the governor certainly is bright tonight, dancing at 10 with Sir Jeffrey. Shall we dance, my dear?
I must say, Sir Jeffrey, that you do amaze me. Rarely you do.
Why is that, governor?
Well, you've been here less than 24 hours, and you act about as impatient as an American businessman on a holiday.
Well, I appreciate your hospitality, Governor, but you see, I came to Africa for a very definite purpose.
Yes, I know. The animals. They've been here for centuries. They'll wait another day or two. Oh, I say, you must meet this young woman. Diane, my dear.
Good evening, Governor. I'm sorry I'm late, but I had a little trouble on the road.
Well, it's quite all right, my dear. The food as usual is quite abominable. Diane, I want you to meet our guest of honor. Diane Margaret, Sir Jeffrey Carr.
So, how do you do?
Welcome to Kingwood, Sir Jeffrey. I've read a great deal about you.
You're very kind.
Well, now, I'll leave you two young people to flatter each other. In the midst of all the flattery, Diane, I wish you'd talk our illustrious guest out of rushing out on Sir Father.
Elephant or lion, Sir Jeffrey?
Well, whatever it is, he's certainly in a hurry to get it. If you insist on going, Sir Jeffrey, I insist on sending Mrs. Margaret along with you. She's one of the finest shots in all Africa. Now, you listen to her. I'll leave you to get at it.
Can you tell me while we dance, Mrs. Margaret?
Yes. Where you intend to do your hunting?
Oh, I think around Magado's way.
Really? It's on my way back home. Yes. I want to go see your highness. Have a Parisian farm.
Oh, and your husband, is he there now?
No, he died a few years ago. Black water fever.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I carried the bonnet. I don't understand one thing. Why have you chosen Magado's? Since there's very little game left around there. A few leopards and an odd lion, but nothing really important. Why Magado, of all places?
I'm not going there to kill animals.
No? Photography then?
No. I'm going to Magado's to kill a man.
Are you making a joke?
A joke.
I say there's the difference. I was just talking to Dr. Lucan and he told me I'm perfectly fit again. You realize what that means? I can go with you on a desperate safari of help.
No,
it's no trouble at all. I insist on going as an official duty. And you too, Mrs. Margaret, you must come with us. Please say you will.
Yes, I'd like to very much. This is a very good role, but that's a delightful story.
Oh, my dear, you're the one who's being delightful. You must have heard that at least 20 times.
Oh, no.
But I must say that I don't think that the man who it was intended for heard it at all. Did you, Sir Jeffrey?
I beg your pardon. Were you talking to me, then?
No, not at all. But look here, you keep looking around. This were the most fascinating scenery in all Africa. Thorn bush and scrub trees. What is it you find so fascinating?
That clump of trees ahead. Could we stop there, please?
Stop? Why? Make camp. Camp? Here?
But, Jeffrey, we're miles from the real Anglo.
I'd appreciate it if we could stop here.
Well, if you say it. Ingoja, son. Oh, now I understand. Getting a little car weary, eh? Of course. Well, my stretching my legs a bit. May I help you, Diane?
Thank you.
Major Osgood and the truck should be along. I say, Sir Jeffrey, welcoming committee coming across the field. The Digo natives with a few Maasai. They're coming to welcome the great Bwanas. Yawatu Shawani Gana.
Bwana Lekuba. Mimi, the Sojuin of Bwana Crowley.
Well, by George, Sir Jeffrey, pity you can't understand the language. Do you know what this old rascal of a native chief just said? Did you hear him, Mrs. Martin?
I don't understand that way. What did he say?
The old boy's trying to give the impression he knows Sir Jeffrey. Well, now the old fraud's really for it. He's addressing you, Sir Jeffrey.
Yes?
He says, at last you've come back to kill the man. Well, I didn't go with the putting on for you, Sir Jeffrey.
Yes.
Where did he die? The poor dancer of this sort, jumping round, drums. Yes. They don't appear very happy.
Who thinks he's
come away?
I want to leave.
What I say, we're the guests of honor. We just can't.
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, I'm sorry, Diane. I simply must stay here for a while. Major.
Yes, Governor, you call?
You'd better escort Mrs. Margaret and Sir Jeffrey back again. Have you got your torches?
Yes, sir.
Yes, very bad. Won't you take my arm, Sir Jeffrey?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, of course.
Here's the pass.
I'll be along in a little while.
All right, Kevin.
Would you like to hold a torch, Sir Jeffrey?
No, thank you. I can see very well.
Well, that's our campfire up ahead.
Yes.
How strange tonight.
You say strange, Mrs. Margaret? I don't see anything strange.
The moonlight, everything is sort of fluorescent. Don't you agree, Sir Jeffrey?
Yes. The same sort of night.
The same sort of night as what, Sir Jeffrey? Piccadilly Circus. You forgive me for saying so, but not a moon like that. That's Africa's own.
Yes, I know.
There's the camp over the rise. Do you mind if I leave you here and check the crunches?
No, not at all. I'll see Mrs. Margaret to camp.
All right, sir. Not much danger on these plains. The leopards don't like it, and the lions don't like the native music. And anyway, you have a gun.
Yes, I have a gun.
Well, I'll see you back in camp.
Sir Jeffrey.
Yes?
The natives know you, don't they?
It's suddenly so dark.
The way they looked at you, they were afraid.
I know.
Where are we going?
Beyond the rise, there's a water hole where the animals come.
Yes, sir. You have been here before.
The dance is over.
Have you been here before?
What time is it? You want to watch her, the luminous dial?
It's almost 10. Jeffrey, tell me. I'm strangely frightened. Why have you come here? Your eyes keep turning. Whom are you looking for? Jeffrey, please tell me.
Soon he'll be here.
He? Whom are you talking about?
The man I'm going to kill.
The man you're going to kill? You said that before, that night at Government House. I thought you were joking. Somehow I don't anymore.
He'll come over the rise, and he'll stand there where the water's darkest, and I'll kill him.
Jeffrey, please tell me.
Tell you? Yes. I was here before. 10 years ago tonight. With her.
Her?
Deborah. I'll tell you of her.
Deborah Cowie. I like my new name, Jeff.
We were on our honeymoon. I loved her for a very long time. And at last she said she loved me. We'd be married.
A married woman, me. I think I like that.
She was very, very young. I was too. That was part of our coming here to Africa.
Let's go far away for our honeymoon, Jeff. Someplace weird, romantic, exciting. I mean, as far away as Africa.
We came here, and when we got here, he was here. Debbie didn't know him, nor did I, but he joined us on our first hunt.
I guess I'm finding out I'm just a savage, Jeff. I want to hunt those beasts. Rhino, lion. Let's hunt a lion first, Jeff.
It was the way I said. He joined us then, and he didn't leave us. A great hunter, he said he was, but I quickly knew him for what he was. A cheat, a liar, a fumbly coward.
Hunt the lion at the waterhole at night. How thrilling, Jeff.
I should have driven him out, broken camp and taken Debbie and gone away quickly, quickly. I didn't speak. I stayed. And he with us.
No gun for me. I'll just be the excited spectator. That's quite enough for me.
And little Deborah didn't see him as he was. She listened to him. Believed his quick tongue, trusted him.
Jeff, of course we'll do it. Why shouldn't we? What a thing to remember when we're very old.
And so on a night like this, she and I and he waited here by the waterhole. The native chief said the lion would come, and so we waited.
Oh, Jeff, I'll never forget this night.
My bride. Her face so young, so vibrant in the moonlight. And he and I. We waited. The air was still as if the night were waiting too. For a long time, nothing. She and I and he. Waiting. And then...
I think I hear something, Jeff.
Yes, I heard it too. Soft, slow, heard a great paws moving slowly, slowly.
Yes, it's coming.
Feel and I, and he, and the lion.
Toward us.
Closer and closer.
Oh, Jeff.
And then suddenly, behind the cloud, the moon was gone.
Jeff.
Jeff, she said. Jeff. A little breath. I heard her. And I was lost. For it was coming. A lion. Jeff, shoot.
Shoot. Shoot. He didn't shoot. He ran. He dropped his gun and ran and he left her.
Left her. He left her to the lion.
Dear God.
Please go back to Canada.
No. Oh, there's so much I want to know. Why did you wait so long to come back? And why do you think you'll come here again tonight? Tell me.
Tell. I was very ill after it happened. They sent me back home. When I was well again, I thought I could forget. I worked. Years went quickly, but never once, not for a breath, have I forgotten him. Year after year, my hatred for him, don't you understand? I have to kill him. You ask me how I know he'll be here? I know. And the native chief knows.
I see. The Maasai chief, you gave him money to bring him here tonight. Oh, no, Jeffrey, no. You can't do this thing. 10 years ago, you said, 10 years, and look what you've become. A man all England knows and honors. If you commit this murder now... Oh, Jeffrey, please don't do it. Look at me, please. Don't turn your head away. Listen to me. Listen to me. What this man did, I know it was a terrible thing, but... All these years that you've let it pass, it's part of another world. A part of your life that doesn't exist anymore. Sir Jeffrey Cowie can't commit a murder. Now tell me you won't.
Mr. Wynn. Only a little wind. The way it was that night. You shouldn't cry.
I don't know what I do. I never saw you before a few days ago. I suppose I'm crying because you're like my baby. I didn't want to come to Africa, but his mind was made up, like yours. When he got sick, that one time there was a chance if he'd give up all we worked for. He didn't. He stayed like you're staying. And he died. Lion?
Yes.
Lion here? They were supposed to have been all shot out years ago. Jeffrey, your face. The way... Is it a signal? That's it, isn't it? The native chief to tell you that he's coming. Jeffrey, who is he? Which of the planners around here will expose him, ruin him? You don't have to kill.
Turn your back and go.
Oh, dear God, what a useless thing. She's been dead so long. Is that someone coming?
I can't make you go. Then turn your back.
If I could cry out and warn him. The moon, it's gone. Jeffrey? Jeffrey, where are you? Jeffrey, don't!
Major.
Yes, Governor.
This is Margaret. Can she speak yet? Can she talk?
Yes. Yes, she says she wants to see you.
Good, good. All right, one time. Let me through. Oh, Major, get these infernal natives away from you so I can get through.
When the, you are so much...
Thing going out of my head. Diane, are you all right now?
Yes.
Then tell me. Please tell me what happened.
Sir Geoffrey, tell me what happened.
Yes, I'll tell you. Sir Geoffrey came back to Africa to kill a man. A man, he said, who was a cheat, a liar, a fumbling coward. Tonight, he killed him. That man was himself.
Arch Obler again. First, might I thank our players, Lorene Tuttle and Ben Wright. You know, someone once challenged me, is it possible to get an exciting play out of a worm? Let me tell you about worms after a short message. Obler again. Before I tell you about my wormy play, the sound tonight was by Bud Tollefson, engineer Dave Diller, music Joe Leahy, announcer Byron Keane. Yes, I've written a play about worms called Revolt of the Worms. And if you like terror and excitement mixed with a pinch of idea content, meet me at these same kilocycles for The Revolt of the Worms.
Arch Obler's Plays. Stories of the Unusual. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.